The question was asked, when we're standing in tefillah, when we're standing in prayer, what image are we supposed to be thinking of? I'm talking to whom? What am I supposed to be thinking? So, we don't have an image. The Pasuk says in the Ten Commandments, Ki lo ra'item kol temunah. You never saw a figure, Hashem says. I don't have a form. Even though in the book of Daniel it says, Levushei kitlag chivar, he's wearing white clothing. Usar reshei, and the hair on his head, ka'amar nekei, like clean wool. That's Aramaic. But that doesn't literally mean that. He's not an old man sitting on a chair in a white cloak. That's not the idea. And even though we have Midrashim, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw their bon shalolam wrapped in a white talis, or a medrash that Hashem showed up like a youngster at war when the Egyptians were chasing us, don't take that literally. There's no figure. So what are we thinking when we stand in tefillah? So we have a few names for Hashem. One name is the tetragrammaton. Yud, and then after that the letter Hey, after that the letter Vav, after that the letter Hey. What does that mean? That comes from the word Hoveh, existent, with the Yud, active existence. So Hashem is the one that creates and continuously gives existence to the world. What does it mean, Elokeinu? So Elokeinu means our God, the potent force who can do everything. Everything in this world stems from Him. And I think that this is the thought we're supposed to have when we stand in front of Hashem. And that's why we're supposed to pause before we start Shemona Esrei. We stop and we think, I'm standing before the omnipotent, the most forceful, the greatest force in the universe. And if you think about that, then I find the most natural thing is not to say anything, to stand in silence. If I'm standing before the greatest force, how can I open my mouth? And then the most natural thing to say is, Adonai, my master, Sifatai Tiftach, open my lips, because you, on your own, how could you talk? So that's the most natural thing to say if you stop and think. If you run into Shmona Esrei and before you know it, you're already holding Baivez and you're not even sure what you're doing, so then your tefillah, it's gonna be difficult for it to have any meaning. But if you stand and pause the way the Halacha says you should, you're supposed to walk into Shul. When you reach Shmona Esrei, stop. Don't say a word. Stop and think what you're about to do. And then your tefillah has a different meaning. And again, the idea is, I'm standing before the greatest force in the world. And it's not my thought. Meaning, if I would have thought about it, I would have said, don't daven. What do you matter? What do I matter? But He told us that this concept exists. He told us to daven. So, okay? So, if He's telling us this is the system, so now we know. Our sages say that tefillah is one of those things that we always have to strengthen ourselves. It doesn't come naturally. There are mitzvot which you could easily do. Shabbat, once you attach to it, you can really do Shabbat. Tefillah, Chazal says, is one of those things you always have to reinvigorate yourself. Tefillah, the land of Israel. There are a few mitzvot that Chazal say it's very easy to lose your excitement over.
Even Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
Specifically says that?
It says that about three things. Tefillah, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael.
How do you keep it up going with Eretz Yisrael?
I think, it doesn't say there, but I think when a person reminds himself of the great privilege of having it, part of the reason is we get accustomed to it, and then we start saying, wait a second, I don't like this, and I don't like that. We take it for granted. When a person keeps reminding himself of the great gift he has, that he has it, then that's how a person retains their appreciation. It's interesting. If I were writing the Gemara, I would add another thing. I would say your wife. And I would say it's the fourth thing that people have a hard time remaining excited about. So, as I'll say, there are three things that people get tired of, that people stop getting excited over, that you have to remind yourself that they're special. So I would have added your wife, because it's human nature. As we see, Adam is married to his wife 2 hours and he's already has complaints about her. So I think that's another area where we always have to remind ourselves how lucky we are.